Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending April the 14th, 2024. I've had a really productive week. I have just been working on Ravenglass Legends Book 3, so this is The Knight and the Rebel. I think I did another 20,000 words, something like that. So I'm well into Ragnar's Point of View arc now, first draft of that. I think I'm like 41,000 words in, basically two-thirds my way into the story. I think I've done 32 scenes, and I've got, I think, about 16 left to do. So yeah, exactly two-thirds, really. Really getting on well with that story. Just feel like, you know, sometimes just in that zone, in the story, in the flow. So yeah, it's going really well. Hopefully that will continue. My plan is to get to the end of Ragnar's arc, and then I'll probably take a week or two off doing that story, work on Punks versus Zombies for a bit, and then go back and do Maya's arc after that. So it's going really well anyway. In terms of reading, I have gone back to the Horus Heresy books. So I was reading these last year, actually on the side series, the Primarch series. So I read Vulcan, which I have to say kind of sucked. That was definitely two stars. It's like it was basically just an action scene going for an entire book. It wasn't much in terms of character or story or, you know, the other things that make stories good. Now I'm on Ferris Manus, which is another book in that Primarch series, and I'm like 10% in, and it already seems like world better. So definitely glad I'm back in that world. I enjoy the Warhammer 40,000 stuff. It's kind of big epic sci-fi stuff with some demons and magic thrown in for good measure, kind of grimdark feel. So if that is the type of thing you like, you might like this kind of thing. What else? Started watching a program called The Gentleman on Netflix. So this is a Guy Ritchie kind of thing, crime stuff. If you've ever watched a Guy Ritchie film, you know, like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels or Snatch, you'll get the vibe. It's very much in that kind of British gangsters, really good characters, twists every other scene, just kind of fast-paced, really good dialogue. Love Guy Ritchie's dialogue, actually. I think he's one of the best. And it's just, it's that mixture of like funny and shocking and just kind of gritty. So yeah, kind of definitely ticks a lot of boxes for me. And thinking about it, it's like there's a lot of stuff in that style which I think I have picked up with my, you know, my Dawn of Assassins series. I definitely like that style. If you've read the dialogue and the action and the way that works, I think, yeah, looking back, it probably is kind of inspired a bit by the Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels thing. So yeah, that is good. Next week then, I think I mentioned, yeah, I've already said what I'm going to do, which is basically hopefully get to the end of my first draft of Ragnar's arc, Ragnar's POV of Book 3, Ravenglass Legends. So yeah, so this is, it should be doable, so long as nothing comes up, should be doable. So until next time. One more thing before I go. My Wasteland series is currently on sale. The box set, 4-book box set, is currently on sale this weekend for just 99p 99 cents. I hopefully, if you've not read it and you're into my stuff, check that out. It's post-apocalyptic, a bit different to other post-apocalyptic stuff I've come to find out. If you are into things like Fallout, that kind of thing, you might enjoy it. So until next time, cheerio.